I just want to talk a little bit about the importance of teamwork. Because no man is an island. The Bible says God said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. God is a team player. Because when God said that, he was talking to his son, Jesus, and he was talking to the Holy Spirit. God is a team player. He said, let us make man in our own image and in our likeness. Okay, y'all follow me? So God is a team player. So that means as members in the body, we matter. You're important. Matter of fact, you're necessary. That's why you're in the body. Some you might can't sing like Antoine. I definitely can't sing like that, but I'm important in the body. Everybody have a function in the body of Christ. We are many members, but we're one body. You say, well, Oscar, why are so many churches in Franklin? Everybody got a role to play. Do you believe that? Do you believe you got a role to play? Every church has a role to play in Franklin. Everybody has his or her assignment. Okay, God told Moses to build a tabernacle. Did Moses do it by himself? I didn't think so. Okay. So Moses needed help constructing the tabernacle. He needed the craftsmen. He needed the skills that others possess. You really matter in the body. I remember when we started, we had 12 members when we started, and we had our first service out there on the porch. And look at how the church have grown, because people went to work. People went to work. See, everybody has an assignment. All you got to do when you're driving, you got your assignment, you're driving. Say, neighbor, stay in your lane. That's all you got to do. Because the Bible said, in the 18th verse, it says, God has set the members in the body. God did that. It was God's choosing. Matter of fact, God said, you did not choose me, but I chose you. See, some of us think we chose God. No, he chose us before the foundation of the world. God did the choosing. Teamwork. Teamwork is the ability to work together towards a common vision. It is the field that allows common people to obtain uncommon results. Teamwork is a good thing. The local church needs to stress the importance of building teams of spirited, infused, and ministry-gifted people to serve God and people. The results of a team always transcend the outcome of any individual from the same team. It is said that geese can fly 72% farther when they fly in formation rather than alone. Together, everyone achieves more. Teamwork. We are a team of believers. The Bible is full of examples. God gave Moses a vision to build the tabernacle, but Moses did not do it by himself. The value of community. It says the Bible teaches the value of community, unity, diversity, mutual trust, and interdependence of spiritual gifts. The phrase one another or each other, which is used almost 100 times in the New Testament, often indicates that God wants us to work together, live in teams, and be the body. No man is an island. We need one another. So let's look at the one beside you and say, let's go to work. It's time to go to work. Pastor preached Sunday before last. He said, God said, let there be. And when God finished speaking, it said he rested. So the work was in speaking. But not only that, God did some work. Because Psalms 138:8 says, but God shall perfect those things which concern me. So God is still at work. Okay, what is he working on, Brahosky? Philippians 1:6 say, God is at work in you, both to will and do of his good pleasure. See, we didn't get here overnight. It's a journey. And in the process, God was developing us. God was maturing us. God was strengthening us. God was fortifying us because we need him. God was still at work, and he's still working now. Thank you, Lord, for working on me because I need you. Okay, Jesus modeled team ministry. Very few of Jesus' disciples seemed to be world-changing leaders. He called a group of uneducated, unknown persons who were willing to sacrifice all to be apprentices to Jesus. Though uneducated, these men were uniquely gifted, capable people who needed training and direction. Jesus' team was a humble group whose limitations forced them to work together towards a common vision. Jesus even sent 72 out to ministry teams. He transferred this team model to his disciples who would continue his vision and ministry after he was gone. Say, we need teamwork. Believe it or not, you really matter in the kingdom because no man can do it by himself. God gave pastor the vision. Pastor served like the neck. See, God called the shots, then it goes, you know, it started in the brain. See, that's God, pastor the neck, and it goes down, and it tells the body what to do. As he get his instructions from God, we get our instructions from him. And that's how we develop a team. You know, working in teams, you learn a lot about people. You learn about yourself. People learn your strength. They learn your weaknesses. You learn them also. And that's the beauty of team. Because it was said that individuals win games, Brad, but teams win championships. See, it's no I in team. You're not that important. Neither am I. Because it's all about God. It will always be about God. You know, God is just so faithful. And you know what? Take the grace. I look at grace, and I look at my life and how patient God have been with me. Every day of my life, every step of the way, God was faithful because he chose me. And I needed to be on the team because when I was out there, I was messed up. And God sent a man named Pastor Johnson to come and get me. See, it was two coats tied up to a hitching post. And Jesus needed those coats. Because he was going to ride into Jerusalem. So he told his disciples teamwork. So he told his disciples, go and tell the man, loose those coats and let him go. Don't you know it's people out there that's waiting for us? They're waiting for us to show up in their life, to love on them, to pray for them, to go and get them. See, the day that God ran was when the prodigal son was on his way back home. And his father looked a ways off and saw his son coming. Now, tradition says that when a son go out and dishonor his father and dishonor his family, when he come back, you stone him at the gate. That's what tradition say. Read your Bible. So his father saw him a ways off coming, and he said, you know what? I got to go get my son. And that was us. That was me. That was you. You said, bro, I ain't never leave the church. You don't have to physically leave the church. You can be left the church in spirit. You just here. See, it don't matter if nobody show up, if God just show up. See, that's what we got to get to the point, if God just show up. It's good if y'all come, fine. Thank God you came. But if God show up, nothing else matters. Because that's the guy that's going to show up every day. Faithfully every day on time. God is faithful because he's concerned about a team. Peter, all the disciples were gifted. Say they was uneducated. Peter, you know, you think that was his first time cussing in judgment hall? I don't think so. But Jesus knew what he was doing because the Bible said Jesus knew what was in the heart of man. He chose us. Look how raggedy we were. And still working on it. We this far, Sis Robin. After 40 years, we might got a step. Because the minute that you think you have arrived, you're going to fall. We need God's grace every day. You can't do it by yourself. You can feel the anointing, and when that anointing leave, and then that flesh can rise up. And what you going to do? You need a team. You need somebody to call you. Brother, how you doing? I'm doing all right. Let me pray for you. I just want to pray for you. How the family doing? We need one another prayers. We need one another support. We can't do it by ourselves. We need you. Pastor needs you. We need him. The Bible said if they knew who Jesus were, they never would have crucified him. If we really knew the angel that God has given us, sometimes we can't get no farther because we don't know how to appreciate the gift. See, that's why people go to hell. It's not because they sin. It's God saying, I gave you my best, and you're going to insult me? You don't accept my son? That's the best. It don't get better than that. Bible says Jesus gave Jezebel space to repent. He gave her opportunity to make it right, like he always do us. But that's an insult when you say, God, I don't want your son. You don't want my son. He take that personal. It ain't so much about sin. It's that you have rejected the only begotten son of God. And he gave his all. But it's about a team. If we can build this team, FGKC, we can do so much more. We can accomplish great things if we lay eye aside. When I say I'll tell you what I mean. I mean our agenda, who we think we are. I don't care how much money you got. See, you know when God can use you? When you are humbly submitted. When you don't think that you got it. And you begging God for his grace and his mercy every day. God, I need you. If you don't help me, I'm not going to make it today. That's how much we need God, like we need our next breath. We are dependent on him. He's coaching this team. I don't care how good a player you are. When Michael Jordan was playing basketball, he did what his coach said. And he was a player. So God is calling the shots. And we as team workers, sometimes you know what you have to do in work, building a team? Lay your agendas aside. Lay your feelings aside. Ministry is work, honestly. You got to have some thick skin to win the loss. Because people going to hurt your feelings. They're going to embarrass you. They're going to talk about you. They're going to lie on you. They're going to do all of that stuff. And when you, and at the end of the day, you know what God going to say? Did you fulfill my assignment that I gave you to do? It's not about being church. It's about building a team. Jesus built a team of 12 that changed the world forever. The Bible said we have this treasure in earthen vessels. You don't know what's in you unless you go through the process. And the process will take all the air out you, all the arrogance, all of you out of it. Will you know if it had not been for the Lord, which was on your side? That's why when you come to church, you don't, nobody had to ask you, raise your hands. You already know. I've been doing it every day. I've been doing it every night when I go to bed. I got them hands, I'm saying, God, I need you. Building a team requires you giving up yourself, of your resources. I learned I started growing when I stopped thinking about, it's my money. It ain't my money. It ain't my life. This ain't my body. Everything belongs to God. Look at the one beside you and say, neighbor, everything belongs to God. That breath you just took, it belonged to God. We're trying to build a team Because that's where the action is when we build a team to go out and win the loss. It's some people you can reach, I can't reach. Because you have built a relationship with them over time and they know you. It's people I can reach, you can't reach. Because I work, build a relationship with them over time. Now, it's no quick fixes. It ain't no shortcuts. You got to go through the process. And the process is ruthless. But teamwork is very important. Even the Timothy team, we had some fun Wednesday nights, super Wednesdays. We was working together and we was doing some things and, you know, people be like, wow. I think people surprised themselves with what they had in them. But the Bible said we have the treasure. It's in you. It's greatness in you. God told Abraham, I'll tell you what the Bible said. You might not believe me. But God told Abraham, he said, I'm going to make your name great. God going to make our name great. But you got to stay in the process. You can't give up. Ain't no time to be playing. See, in the process, you'll find yourself many times alone on your knees. Lonely. By yourself. Seem like everybody enjoying themselves and you're crying out to God. God, I need you. God, I need more. God, I don't know what I'd do without you. It can be a lonely walk, but that's part of the process. Jesus got lonely in the garden. He said, Father, suffer this cup to pass from me. He said, "For nevertheless, not thine will, but thine will be done." It's all about team. Everyone brings something to the table different. You matter. When you show up, you're missed. When you don't pray, God saying, where's that voice? Now, I know that voice. Where is it? God wants to hear from us all the time throughout the day. It's all about him. It's really all about him. It's about teamwork, building God's team and going out and doing ministry. Winning the loss. When you begin to see people like you were, angry, mad, hurt, wounded, underdeveloped, like you were. See, we ain't that far. We're not that far. But when you start seeing people and say, you know what? God, I remember. Say it again, Sister Rod.
That was me.
That's what I'm talking about. It gives you a greater appreciation for God. And God is saying, you know what? They don't even judge people anymore. The thing that changed me was Pastor Johnson loved me. In spite of all my mess, in spite of all them folks that were running their mouth about Hoskin, he loved me. And that's the thing that made the difference. When you love people right where they are, you don't have to expect them to change. Just love them. Be nice to them. Be good. Just be kind. Because love is the thing that will, love is the glue that holds everything together. Sung a song last week, Brother Ed, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, it was love. It was love that caused Jesus to say, Father, prepare me a body. I'll go and get that cussing Peter, and I'll go get that down Thomas, and I'll go get all them boys, and I'll make a team, and we're going to win the loss. And he did it. It's about teamwork. The greatest team is the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. It don't get no greater than that. We're building a team to go. We're equipping people. We're training, enduring, achieving, and mobilizing. We got to get them. We got to get the loss. Because that's what God's heart is. You want to know what God's heart is? It's for the lost. It's for the hurting, the wounded. See, you got to be able to see beyond that smile when you say, Sister, how you doing? Oh, praise the Lord, I'm too blessed to be stressed. No, you hurting. You about to lose your mind. Come on now. Can we just be real in the house of God today? You got to be able to look beyond the veil and see the person saying, I need help. I don't know whether I'm going to make it another day. I've been going through some things. I don't know whether I want to even serve God anymore. You got to be able to go beyond the veil. The only way you get beyond the veil is being in God's presence. You got to go beyond the veil because it's the person you sit beside, just look, this is a look straight moment. You don't know what their life has been about. You don't even know what their week has been. See, this is, why is it that we just can't be honest and say, I need help? You know why? Because a lot of us have been church hurt. Folks you shared your business with. They took all that baggage and just started throwing it over everywhere. Teamwork. When you're a good team player, you might see the deficiencies in somebody, but you cover them because you realize, I got deficiencies too. I'm wounded, I'm hurting too. See, one thing about hurt people hurt people. But heal people, heal people. You want to start loving somebody? When you have been through the process and God is maturing you and developing you, when you see, you know it all too well, you see a certain look, you own it. Can I take you to lunch today? Let me take you to lunch tomorrow. Hey, let me call you. Call me. I need to pray. Let's pray. See, you recognize that stuff. It's no joke being, the Bible says he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. With his Christ, we're healed. Jesus was the greatest team player of all time. He always spoke of the Father. The Holy Spirit never testified of himself. And he's the one that saved us. He's the one that did in the church dispensation. He's the one when the Father spoke, he got active and just restored everything. That was the Holy Spirit. He never testified of himself. He always taking commands from the Father. You know why? Because he's humbly submitted and he's a team player. You can get more done as a team than you can individually. So much more. I heard even the Super Bowl, they talking about Ray Lewis and Ray Lewis. I'm saying, Ray Lewis can't beat a team. Teams win championships. Teams. People that will pull their resources together. That's what teamwork is about. It's no big eyes and little U's in God. You want to know how special you are? Just look in the mirror and say, you know what? I was on God's mind. Just the fact that he woke me up, he was thinking about me. You know why? Because everybody laid down, didn't get up today. Just the fact that you're here, you was on God's mind, and you matters. Let us go out and win the loss. Let us get this team together and go and evangelize Franklin and Wakefield and Suffolk. And so, matter of fact, the Bible said after the Holy Ghost come upon you, you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, right at home, Judea, Samaria, your surrounding neighborhoods. Be a witness and love people. Because that's why we're here, because people took the time to love us. Sometimes we wonder why a lot of people don't show up. That's not the assignment. Celebrate the one that did show up, because that's the one that God gave the assignment to. It's all about team. Teamwork. Well, they won't let me do this. The Bible says your gift will make room for you. I was in the church the other day, honestly. And I said, wow. And I came in and the vacuum cleaner was right there. And I know Sis Melinda, she worked so faithfully and she worked hard and she probably would have been tight. You know what I said? Teamwork. I grabbed that vacuum cleaner and vacuumed the whole church. She didn't ask me to do it because I was thinking about her. I said, you know what? She worked faith and she's tired. I said, I can do that. I feel okay. It's all about teamwork. See, when you're part of a team, you don't mind sacrificing. Jesus paid the ultimate sacrifice. He gave his life. That's what it's about. It's about making the sacrifices. But it's all about team. Honestly, it's all about team. It's not about us. It's about the team. Sometimes you got to take one for the team. When you see people not showing up, nobody got to ask you, hey, go give them a call. Something in you ought to tell you, that's an indicator, something going on. Just say, brother, sister, I just called to see how you was doing. Oh, I'm doing fine. Or they might tell you their story. But that's what it's about. It's about teamwork, FGKC. It don't matter how people look at you. It don't matter. You get to a place in God where when you come and worship, you don't care whether people looking at you crazy or not. And say, if you don't praise him, I will. It don't matter. People tease me all the time, bro, how's it? Every time I see you crying, I'm grateful. I'm thankful. I know where I was at in my thinking. I know where I have been. And not only that, I know who was there for me. So it don't matter what you think. It don't matter how you look. I'm a worship. Because that's where life at. The first thing God gave Adam was his presence. Because God's presence will sustain you. You see what happened when he got out of God's presence? Matter of fact, let me just bring it home. You see what we do when we get out of God's presence. Amen, Brother Cross. But God is faithful because God is building a team. Ezekiel 18:4 says, behold, all souls are mine. The souls of the Father, the souls of the Son, and the soul that sinneth shall die. So if all souls belong to God, that means believers, unbelievers, atheists, everybody belongs to God. How you gonna reach them? Love them. Love is the tool that's all you need is love. Showing up. When you realize the grace that have been extended towards you, you extend it to other people. It's all about teamwork. It ain't about, this is full God, this God church. I don't care what name we got to the church, it's God. Everything but the earth, matter of fact, let me give you scripture. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and they that dwell therein. Everything belongs to God. Everything. I don't care what name you want to put on the church, everything belongs to God. Because it's about teamwork. So Saints FGKC, let's get together and get this team together and love one another and encourage one another and do our best to be there for one another because we need you. We need one another. People are not going to automatically tell you what they're really going through. But when you're sensitive in the spirit, God will show you some things. Let us all stand.